Dave Schwann, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I had to catch up on some spots. Sorry about that.
Talk about an abbreviated version of this day in history.
Well, you know, we can get it done. Show,
this part is history.
Ah, screw Charlie Potter. He can wait, for God's sake. He's going to talk about beavers and deer and whatever. He can hold on. All right, here, let me jump right in. 1858, R.H. Macy and Company opens its first store. No, I still don't forgive them for changing the Marshall Field's name in Chicago. 1864, U.S. President Lincoln formally establishes Thanksgiving as a holiday. Let's see here. 1961, my favorite story. Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley played an important role in getting JFK into the Oval Office. So to repay Daley, JFK came back to Chicago to hold a Democratic fundraiser for local politicians with a $100 plate dinner at McCormick Place and a firework display over the lake.
Not a $1,000 plate.
A $100 plate. Yep.
With the President of the United States.
And there were more activities planned the next day, but it was canceled, and the press was told the President had a cold. But the real reason...
Oh, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Cuban Missile Crisis. Yes. Very good. You're a newsman, aren't you, Dave Schwann?
That's where I get my geek.
Yeah, right there. 75, after 3 years and $150 million, Water Tower Place opens up with Ritz-Carlton, Marshall Fields, and Lord & Taylor. 1978, the Police had their first U.S. concert ever, as well as the movie Halloween premiered. And
did you play a little bit of that music there earlier today?
I did. And then 2005, the Sox won the World Series. Let's take a listen.